four, which is Chairman's report, announcements. I wanted to mention a couple of things. First of all, in relation to flood planning, a very important topic at the moment, with the current tragic situation across the country following the unprecedented levels of rain that have fallen in recent weeks, I'm able to confirm that here on the island we have an ongoing engagement with the Environment Agency as they work to provide a number of strategic initiatives in relation to flood risk. Examples include the completion of works at Monkton Mead here in Ryde, the provision of sea defences at Ventnor, and plans for the development of flood defences at East Cowes. And on that basis, I'm confident our island is receiving appropriate support, and we will nevertheless monitor the progress and maintain our commitment to work with the Environment Agency in the interests of the island going forward. In relation to winter care facilities, which probably links back to part of your question, I'm pleased to acknowledge the following: a great deal of work. The emergency shelter for homeless people for this winter was opened on the 11th of November in Newport. The facility will provide overnight accommodation for up to 25 people and will be staffed by the Salvation Army and fully supported by volunteers. The shelter is based in the former Barton School site, and in addition to a warm bed, hot shower and hot meal, the council is providing other services to support homeless people. I would personally like to pay particular tribute to Councillor and the Cabinet Member Claire Mosdall and other officers who are in the room for the work they've done to champion and deliver on that facility. We've been nationally recognised for that here on the island, but more importantly, we are doing a service for those in need. Winter gritting, following a review of the gritting arrangements for Island Roads this winter, and following consultation and feedback from a range of residents, I can confirm the arrangements will be the same as they were for 2018. Whilst this does have an impact on our plan savings scheme, that's been dealt with, and I think the most important priority is that our local residents feel safe even through the winter months. Christmas parking is a further boost to the festive shopping period. Local shoppers will be able to enjoy free parking from 3 p.m. on selected Thursdays on the 28th November, 5th of December and the 12th of December in Newport, with maximum stay of 3 hours. Our council short stay car parks will be available. In addition, we're offering free parking in short stay car parks in Newport on Saturday the 30th of November and Saturday the 14th of December from 12 noon onwards. Finally, we also wish to celebrate Small Business Saturday across the island, and on the 7th of December there will be free parking at all our long stay car parks, including those in Ryde, from 12 noon. In relation to St Mary's Roundabout, I can now confirm we've entered the pre-Christmas stages of road improvements, and I'm pleased to report that, contrary to the fears of many, the roadworks have progressed without excessive disruption. The forest roadworks have been completed as planned and the disruption managed. Works remain on schedule, and a reminder that they will pause over the Christmas and New Year period to minimise disruption during the festive period. And finally, a few facts. The floating bridge, in September, in October, the vessel ran to 99.5% of its scheduled service, carried 39,000 passengers, 19,000 vehicles, generating income of over £44,000. And in the year to date, we have carried 361,000 passengers, 172,000 vehicles, generating an income of £646,000. We will be reducing the price of travel on the floating bridge if people adopt the saver cards to encourage greater use, particularly during the period after Christmas when the St Mary's Roundabout roadworks resume. And that reduction will apply to at least March 2020. I think that's all I really have to mention. Other than one, I attended the Local Government Association board that I'm now on, which is for stronger and safer communities, and had the opportunity to listen to the new domestic abuse commissioner for the country. And was very impressed with the work she's doing, and I would encourage people to follow some of that research, because that is going to really help what is a very challenging and no more or less here on the island, and I think it's a really good piece of work. So that's my report. I'll just now refer to the next item.